In Washington, D.C., it's day one of confirmation hearings before the Republican-controlled Senate for President Obama's choice for Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Lynch is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, a job she previously held from 1999 to 2001. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So, Todd, is this the theme of these hearings? Is it fair to say? This is Senator John Cornyn questioning Loretta Lynch.
But you're not Eric Holder, are you?
No, I'm not, sir.
Some of the Republicans are anxious to see the Eric Holder era end, I gather.
Oh, they sure are. And John Cornyn himself said to me yesterday that anything that expedites the exit of Eric Holder from the attorney general post would be fine with him. That was his answer when I asked if Loretta Lynch would have an easy time getting confirmed. Cornyn was kind of making a joke there, but it does go to the heart of a lot of the questioning from the Republican side of the aisle. An extreme amount of dissatisfaction, which is putting it lightly. Basically, Republicans in Congress who've been at war with the Justice Department for much of Eric Holder's tenure. And a lot of them, if not the White House itself, is looking for a respite from that if Loretta Lynch is confirmed, John.
So what are the big issues that were staked out by the senators? If, as you say, there's not going to be a lot of disagreement, they're certainly going to signal the things that they care about.
And there still may be plenty of disagreement. I don't want to suggest that they're going to get along rosily with any Justice Department under the Obama administration. But it was Eric Holder in particular that many of the investigative committees and many senators had a problem with over the years. And the laundry list is long, from gun walking program, Fast and Furious, through immigration policy, terrorism policy, classified information. You can go down the list. Civil rights is a big one, too, for Southern senators. But questions today, John, you won't be surprised to hear this. The first question's out of the gate asking Loretta Lynch if she supports the president's executive action on immigration, a controversial executive action because Congress did not pass any comprehensive immigration reform. We've heard over and over again about the president's decision to offer deferral from deportation for about 5 million undocumented immigrants. Senators wanted to know from Lynch if she supports that move.
Certainly, it seems to be a reasonable discussion of legal precedent, the relevant statute, congressional actions, along with the enforcement discretion of the agency.
So she's saying here that the president was authorized to do what he did and will continue to be authorized by her Justice Department?
Yeah, and she has a little bit of an out here if she's looking for one. That rule is enforced almost entirely through the Department of Homeland Security. The Office of Legal Counsel at the Justice Department did issue an opinion saying that the legal basis for the president's executive action was constitutional and that he had the authority to do it. And that's the part that she said she thought was reasonable. Interestingly, however, though, in a broader discussion over prosecutorial discretion, this is, you know, when prosecutors or law enforcement officials choose to prosecute some people and not others because their resources are limited. She did say that nothing in the OLC memo or that she's seen from the White House precludes her, if she's attorney general, from later going forward and exercising enforcement against some of the people who might have been exempted under the president's order. She said, it looks fine to me, but there's nothing saying that we can't have enforcement action either. And I think some of the Republicans like that.
They like that because there's the possibility of reopening controversial cases, depending on how the political winds blow, of, say, Eric Garner or, Michael Brown in Ferguson, although there's no indication that's going to happen. But that's the theoretical issue here, right?
Well, I think that the executive action on immigration is probably separate from the community policing issues, unless you sort of take it as one big political ball of wax. But it was also interesting, John, that Loretta Lynch volunteered in her opening statement saying that one of her priorities as attorney general, if she's confirmed, is going to be to improve relations between police officers and the communities that they police.
One of my key priorities would be to work to strengthen the vital relationships between our courageous law enforcement personnel and all of the communities we serve.
It's important that she says that for the senators. We're also going to be dealing with that from the standpoint of officers on the street, how you improve trust between communities and law enforcement later on in this hour. The discussion on immigration also got pretty abstract in the sense of who's got the rights, immigrants or citizens. And I'm wondering if Loretta Lynch believes that she's going to have to be the arbiter of that when she's attorney general.
Well, let's listen real quickly, John. It goes right to your question. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama.
I ask you, we're talking about rights. Who has the most rights? Mm-hmm. Does a lawful American immigrant or citizen have the right to have the laws of the United States enforced so that they might be able to work? Or does a person who came here unlawfully have a right to demand a job?
Certainly the benefits of citizenship confer greater rights on those of us who are citizens and those who are not.
And of course, that's what she was going to say, right? I mean, there's no.
Yeah, and you're hearing a lot of frustration from conservative Republicans on the committee over the president's executive action and the ability for some of those people who got deferred deportation status to get work permits. Look, Loretta Lynch is certainly not going to say that undocumented immigrants have more rights than citizens. Jeff Sessions' point there was that with work permits, that some undocumented immigrants have an easier time finding work than U.S. citizens. But she gave no indication that she would go against the president's executive action in any way in that regard.
Before we go, how much of this is a signal that the Congress wants on many fronts to push back on the Obama administration's attempts to unilaterally enforce certain laws and regulations in immigration and other places, including, say, Obamacare?
Oh, well, I think that's a giant part of it, John. A lot of what you're seeing in the hearing so far isn't so much about Loretta Lynch herself, but overall Republican frustration and opposition to the White House and to President Obama. It's a good time to tell you that yesterday, Speaker John Boehner told House Republicans that he's fixing to sue President Obama over the executive action on immigration. So that's coming down the pike as well. They've already filed one lawsuit on Obamacare, another one coming on immigration, John.
So I guess the president will be needing his lawyer to be confirmed, Loretta Lynch, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. Day one of her confirmation hearings as Attorney General. Day two coming up. Todd Zwillich, thanks so much.
You got it, John.